In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read Pajama Pants by Frankie Elliott from her collection of poems and short stories, Stories of People Who Hate Love, and Other Electrical Activities of the Heart. Pajama Pants. We are waiting for an elevator at the nursing home when my mother's wife starts whispering, "No, no, no, no." I follow the fear in her eyes and see a stretcher covered in a white sheet. The sheet has a gold cross embroidered across it, and a deacon is standing solemnly to the side. Suddenly, I realize what's about to happen. We are about to get in the elevator with a dead body. I lock eyes with the deacon. He's maybe 60, has a mustache and glasses. I recognize him. He buried my grandmother 10 days earlier. 10 days ago, my grandfather wore a suit jacket and pajama pants and sat next to her casket, looking small and heartbroken in his wheelchair. When I kissed his cheek, he simply said, "I don't know what to say." Neither did I. I never know what to say. As the elevator door opens, I avoid the stretcher and tell myself, "This dead body used to be someone's mother, grandmother, father, grandfather. This dead body is just another day, another dollar in a place full of people waiting to die." My mother's wife pulls out hand sanitizer and I reach for some. But there isn't enough sanitizer in the world to erase the realization of mortality. As everyone shuffles inside the elevator, we are unsure of the etiquette. Do we hold the door for the stretcher? Is there room for all of us in here, including death? Awkward, panicked eye contact ensues in this small box of strangers. Nobody reaches for the button to stop the door from closing. My mother's wife lets out a sigh of relief as the deacon waves his hand at us through the closing doors. Go on ahead. We'll take the next one. Thank you. And on to the commentary for Pajama Pants. Over the last, I think I've been doing this podcast now for 8 months, and I've read a lot of Frankie Elliott's poetry over that 8 months. I don't think there's another poet, maybe Kerouac, who I've read more poetry than I've read Frankie Elliott on this podcast. It's because she tells a good story. They're unpretentious. They're not wanky in any way. They're just stories. And they're well-told stories. And some of them are just quite nice scenes or images or moments in time. And others are full-on short stories. It's kind of a good mix of both throughout both Stories, People Who Hate Love, and Other Electrical Activities of the Heart, and her first book of poems, Piano Rats. I just like this for Pajama Pants. The reason I read this one over some of the other ones is, one, I can read this poem and I know that it's PG enough that anyone will listen to it. Whereas a couple of other of her poems I will read eventually, I'm going to have to put a language warning on there, and I'm going to have to let people know before they listen to it that it's not PG, which is fine. I'm cool. I'm happy to read poems that aren't PG, but I just have to be awake enough to do it. Pajama Pants is a great story. It's just very short. It does actually capture that kind of anxiety of being in an awkward situation. And if you do have social anxiety or any kind of anxiety, you can sort of relate to the feeling that the narrator is expressing and the feeling that the narrator is expressing of the narrator's mother's wife. But there's also this kind of very poignant moment in this poem. And I don't know if poignant is being melodramatic or not, but that reference to the narrator's grandfather, where it says, 10 days ago, my grandfather wore a suit jacket and pajama pants and sat next to her casket, looking small and heartbroken in his wheelchair. When I kissed his cheek, he simply said, "I don't know what to say." And then it goes back to the anxiety of the potential of being in an elevator with a corpse. But that 5 lines is just so powerful. I don't know. It does something. It's visceral. It's kind of visceral in a way. And it kind of takes you outside the narrator's anxiety and shows you sort of the bigger picture of the nursing home and what that environment, what that scene is like. And then it goes back to kind of, you know, the very end is My mother's wife lets out a sigh of relief as the deacon waves his hand at us through the closing doors. Go on ahead. We'll take the next one. And I don't know why that ending is so good, but it just kind of works really well, and it fits in when you get really anxious about something, and in the end, you didn't need to be anxious about anything. But you can only know that in hindsight. And I'm going to leave it there, actually. It's a really good poem. I don't want to overburden it with my reading of it, or I guess, you know, mess with it in any way. It's just a good, straightforward poem that does lots of stuff. It gets a visceral reaction out of the reader. This is another example of Frank Elliott's good storytelling skills. I hope you enjoyed my reading of Pajama Pants. Thank you for listening, and if you made it this far through the commentary, as ever, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.